The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Welcome to another edition of the Retire Right Show. Walter Strolt here with you alongside Isaac Wright, certified financial planner and chartered financial consultant, the president of Financial Dynamics & Associates, serving you all throughout the greater Richmond area. You can check us out online by going to rightmoneytips.com. That's right with a W in front of it, rightmoneytips.com. Isaac, great to be with you once again on this week's show. And any really astute listeners will notice a slight change at the beginning of the show today as I announce you as a certified financial planner. Congratulations on the new designation, which may not mean much to many people out there, Isaac, but I know from behind the scenes that that's a really important designation and a neat one to have as part of your practice and your ability as an advisor to serve your clients, and one that took a lot of work to get, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, after 20 years, in some respects, you know, I've had an opportunity to sit for the exam now for several years and run in our practice, and, you know, by no means being arrogant, I feel like I do a reasonable job at what we do, but just decided, especially with COVID and just the winter and not really being able to get out and do, was going to put my head down into the books and just to knock that out, which I was happy to do the first time. So, but yes, you know, at the end of the day, I want people to realize that we're fully committed to helping them plan, not just for their investments, but for their lifestyle, whether that's a retirement goal or ongoing goal. And at the end of the day, I'm really happy that, you know, I can add that to my accomplishments. So I appreciate that, Walter.
Yeah. You don't have to have a CFP, you know, license, so to speak, to be a good financial advisor. But it does show a commitment to continuing your education and pouring a little bit deeper into the industry and learning a few new things here and there. And I'm sure you'll use some of that to help your clients going forward, and picked up things in those studies. Was it hard to hit the books after many years of not being in the study nature of the world?
You know, I was actually good with it. I do really well just, you know, compartmentalizing myself for about 30 days to 45 days before the exam. Really took numerous hundreds of test questions and topics. So I was happy to be done with it, let me just say, but very happy to be able to, like you just finished saying, utilize some of that expertise towards the continuing, hopefully, success of the people that reach out to us. If you have any questions, I want everybody to realize that, as hopefully all of you, if you've listened to our show now for 8+ years, right here in Richmond, Virginia, at the intersection of 288 Powhite Parkway, but we serve a lot of people here locally, 804-777-9999. You hear me? If you do hear me each week, please take the opportunity to give me a call. Leave me a message if you don't catch me. I want to make sure people are getting questions answered. More importantly, just getting a relationship off the ground. If they don't have somebody that they feel is confident with their own financial affairs, let's call it, if they do have a planner, if they don't, we're here to assist and make sure that you're making good decisions and that you're on the right track. So again, 804-777-9999. You can also visit my website, rightmoneytips.com. You can listen to my podcast. So in addition to the radio show, Walter, I think most people in the community are aware of our firm and hopefully somewhat aware of me. But if you've just listened before, this is a good opportunity to talk about any of your financial concerns, questions, or goals.
804-777-9999. Again, that number to call if you want to talk to a certified financial planner, Isaac Wright, and the team at Financial Dynamics and Associates, or you can go online to rightmoneytips.com. On the show today, we're going to be answering some of your questions. We've got some good listener questions to go over later on in the program, and we're going to unpack some of the fine print in the financial world and kind of look behind the curtain a little bit, see what we can learn from exploring the world of financial fine print, all that and more straight ahead. But let's start things off, Isaac, with a little history lesson this weekend. 30 years ago, on exactly April 17th, 1991, that would be, the Dow Jones closed above 3,000 for the first time ever. And we've been flirting north of, 30,000 now for a little while in the Dow lately. Amazing to see the growth over the last 30 years.
Just makes you realize how important it is to stay patient. Now, granted, as we all get older, you know, we're not living in perpetuity. I mean, we're eventually going to have a call date, if you will. But, you know, as you have time on your side, and even if you have a plan, and I think if established correctly, even going into retirement, you may be living 20, 30 years. So just keep this in mind. I think, you know, having a good, well-rounded portfolio, knowing that you can stay with it long term, and no matter what that age is, to be frank with you, that proves that point. You know, it's interesting, you know, if you remember also about a year ago when the stock market went down about 30%+ over just, I think it was 21 or 22 trading days, Walter, when COVID was really getting out of the gate, there was all of this panic. I remember watching a few economists and a few people on the financial channels talking about, you know, the market's going to reset 50-60%. And here we are a year later with a melt up in the market, quite frankly. So for people that get nervous and want to hit the panic button, this is a great 12-month example of why you don't do that. And of course, over 30 years, it's been a tremendous opportunity to make a ton of money to support your lifestyle staying in the market. But, you know, with that being said, some of the times that we talk, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about this today, sometimes people get upset at what they find out on their financial plan or some of the investments they own. Again, that's why I said you got to have a relationship with somebody that covers the pros and cons. It's going to act as a fiduciary for you. So again, feel free to give me a call if you have any concerns, 804-777-9999.
It's been said, Isaac, that the sales brochure giveth and the fine print taketh away. And so I talked to you about some of the things that we hear from people.
Was that Shakespeare who came up with that?
I think it was, you know? I think it was. He was into the sales brochure game back in the day, from what I understand. No, some of the things that we hear from people that they find out when they don't pay enough attention to the fine print. And like you said, I know there's a thing in the financial planning world where some advisors or companies will put together a plan that's dozens or hundreds of pages long. And it can seem impressive to have all that much, but that also gives them a lot of room to bury fine print in there as well. And so often people discover things that they maybe didn't know throughout the sales process later on. Sometimes it's too late. Sometimes then maybe some things can be done. But let's explore a few of those examples so that it can maybe be eye-opening to folks who experience this, or maybe this will help them, you know, not experience being kind of caught off guard by the fine print. We've heard it before where somebody exclaimed, "I just got a big rate increase on my long-term care insurance," and it is said with much surprise. Is that an often fine print issue that pops up?
Well, it has been, because insurance companies that offer long-term care, most of them have either gotten out of the practice of giving or offering long-term care insurance outright, or have raised their rates substantially on their old books of business. And if they're still offering it to new clients, it's pretty high. One thing to keep in mind, and I just want to add to this because I don't want to make everybody feel like, you know, the trustworthiness of the industry is in question. In some respects, it does come down to somebody communicating with you properly. You know, long-term care insurance, and I'll just say this because, you know, 20-plus years ago, I offered long-term care insurance, and we still offer health insurance long-term care options here as part of our practice because we're comprehensive. But it's important to take notes, and it's also important to kind of correlate those notes now with email, especially to a client that may or may not remember certain avenues of maybe what was presented. So, for example, long-term care insurance is health insurance. Most policies that have been sold for years have the ability to go up in price, but there used to be, for example, policies that had limited pay options where you only had to pay for, let's say, 10 years or 5 years. You paid a lot larger amount of money, but it was paid up in 5 or 10. And those things, those policies didn't have rate increases because you were paid up, let's call it. And sometimes people, let's call it, you get offered that type of option. You think that every option is going to be a situation like that. I don't mean to go off on a rant, but I want people to know this. At our office, and especially going through the practice of 20 plus years of experience, I think creating good, comprehensive notes, following through with those notes, and also following through with the relationship can eliminate some of this financial fine print. But I will tell you this, long-term care insurance has been a lot more what I call, it's just not only been expensive, it's had some significant rate increases just because of the environment we're in today. More and more people need care. Interest rates are low. Insurance companies can't even make enough profit to be able to maintain these books of business to a great degree. So here we are, kind of that perfect storm. And I will say that I get quite a few people that reach out to us on the radio show and other avenues that talk about their insurance and want to have a review because of that.
That's very true, Isaac. And I think, long-term care insurance can be a complex product and topic. So it's not surprising that there might be some fine print items slipping through with something like that. That's why you need somebody so good to explain these things to you. And again, if you want to reach out to Isaac, right, to talk about your financial plan and about some of these elements that go into it, making sure that you're aware of those fine print pieces, pick up the phone, give him a call, 804-777-9999, or check us out online at rightmoneytips.com. You can also check out the video podcast there as well, rightmoneytips.com, and don't forget W in front of right. The fees in this annuity are a lot higher than I was told, Isaac. Speaking of complex products that have a lot of fine print and moving parts and things like that, that's another one where we find some fine print issues.
Well, thankfully, again, I think in some respects, without putting the trust on trial with everybody that's ever bought an annuity or insurance or really any investment, let me just take it to you this way. Annuities in general, and I will say especially over the last 10, 15 years, you know, you had different ways of having those annuities presented through different channels that were not based on a fiduciary relationship. So you're being sold an annuity based on, you know, maybe a couple of the benefits, but not fully understanding the fee structure involved with the policies. And more importantly than that, again, without being redundant, there's no communication from the advisor, written or otherwise, to say, hey, here are the pros and cons of doing this particular annuity or product. And so with that being said, it's easy to get a complex product several years down the line with little communication to get confused or outright feel like somebody just kind of sold you and left. So I will say this, annuity contracts today, I think, have been more streamlined. They're a little bit more structured to be client friendly. We have a good process here to walk people through if an annuity is a recommendation, why that is. And again, the pros and cons around that. So people can, again, not put all their eggs in one basket, but understand from an asset standpoint or maybe even from an income standpoint why they're purchasing or moving money into a investment like an annuity. So just keep in mind that, to me, a lot of annuities now have been a lot of the, let's call it the fat, has been cut out of it. Our industry is going through change on the insurance end, which is good. So just trying to more, let's call it, let everybody know today, if you listen to the program, we're here to not to tell you to be aware of everybody that you work with. You may have a great advisor. You may have a good insurance agent. What we have found typically, though, is a lot of people struggle with having somebody that understands both sides of the fence and that, can be straightforward with you and feel like, hey, I understand my fees to a great degree, things like that. So sometimes that's where people get a little misconstrued. So, Walter, these are great examples, but these are really why we're here. So we try to run our practice very similar to kind of like a doctor's practice, dentist practice, where you come in, you have multiple people that you have part of your team. So, again, to minimize some of these mistakes or these misunderstandings.
And again, if you want to get in touch with Isaac, call 804-777-9999 to talk through these things. 804-777-9999. Another one, Isaac, this mutual fund has done really well for the past several years, but boy, it tanked as soon as I got into it. Where's the fine print fiasco there?
Yeah, that's another one where, people go in, they look at the Morningstar track record, the report, the returns. It sets the expectation of continuous, five-star reviews and everything else. And, it may be based on the market, maybe a combination of things where so many people have piled into the mutual fund. The mutual funds get weighed down in terms of how to be able to navigate the market because they have to move so much money. That can weigh on their returns as well. It's a lot of factors around a lot of this. I think, whether it's mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, the money that you have in the market, these are just mindful things to keep in mind when it comes to picking a fund. And I think if you're using, let's call it a one search engine review like a Morningstar or something like that, that's where people, I think, unfortunately, what it comes down to is their expectations are too high. So I think having a good advisor is somebody that can be honest enough with you to walk you through maybe toning down some of the expectations so you're not caught in a position where you're upset when it comes to investing money for your retirement, again, or for your lifestyle goals.
Well, those are some great examples of the areas where we see some fine print issues pop up, people maybe not knowing all the ins and outs of a product or an item or a strategy that they got into, and we're really just scratching the surface. Lots of other areas where this happens as well. If you want to talk to Isaac about your financial plan, about retirement, you can work with a certified financial planner and the great team at Financial Dynamics and Associates. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call Isaac at 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. And online at rightmoneytips.com. Right with a W. That's rightmoneytips.com. More coming up on today's show. We're going to answer some listener questions before we wrap things up for the week. So come back with us. Got a couple of good topics to cover right here on the Retire Right Show. When you reflect on your life, what would you like to see as your fondest memories? Summers at your favorite vacation spot? Ice cream with the grandkids after their first t-ball game? Maybe it was your great adventure across the world or volunteering with a local nonprofit. Of course, those memories are still in the future, although they're not as far away as you might think. Be sure you have a financial plan that can make them happen. Don't find yourself worrying while enjoying that ice cream. Peace of mind is attainable in your retirement. With the proper financial planning, you can secure a meaningful retirement. At Financial Dynamics and Associates, we can help you make those dreams a reality. Schedule your visit with our team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. We want to make memories with you. So get started by calling 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999.
What is your name?
I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
What is your quest?
To get retirement ready.
What is the P/E ratio on your portfolio's top grossing products?
I don't know that.
Don't get blown to bits by complex jargon. Let Isaac help you over the bridge to a meaningful retirement.
You're with us on the Retire Right Show today. Walter Sorholt with Isaac Wright, certified financial planner and chartered financial consultant at Financial Dynamics and Associates. Isaac's the president there, serves you all throughout the greater Richmond area. He's also the author of the book, Navigate Your Way to a Secure Retirement, and he's even an educator to other financial advisors in the industry. Isaac, you're such a good teacher, not only to financial advisors in the industry, but of course, to your clients and folks that come into your office, and that's why we lean on you for questions and answers on the show each week. And I love when we get the opportunity to answer some listener questions that come into us online. If somebody wants to feature a question on the show, perhaps, you can always do that and submit questions virtually at rightmoneytips.com. I've got one here from Carol to kick things off for you. And Carol says, I'm probably not what you'd consider a very savvy investor. I've always saved a lot for the last 35 years, and I have a pretty big 401k balance, but I really have no idea how I should be investing my current dollars or my future savings. Have I significantly handicapped myself by not having more knowledge about how the investing world works?
Well, Carol, thanks for kind of the question, but more importantly, thanks for being open about how you feel about where you stand today. I would say that a lot of times when you have this type of attitude, it's a good one because you're open, you're humble to learning more. I would say you're not necessarily handicapped. I think some people think they know it all. I think that could be a bigger handicap, to be frank with you. Myself, I'm always, we talked about at the top of the program, still doing continuous learning. I think we all have to be in that mindset. I would say overall, based on how you're telling me you feel, what we would probably want to do is create a plan first. And what we could do to help you there is basically, even though you may have a large 401k balance relative to your needs and wants, how that's going to look for you relative to your other income sources, especially if you're going to be transitioning into retirement. So if you've been saving this money for 35 years, that's kind of where we would want to begin that conversation. So I hope that helps a little bit, Carol. So please don't feel like you're behind the eight ball mentally. In fact, I like the fact that you feel this way versus somebody that rolls in that's overconfident, overzealous about where they stand with their finances. So feel free to reach out, 804-777-9999. Also, just want to say this as we cover the mailbag here, Walter, really impressed with the amount of people that have been reaching out to us through Right Money Tips, but also I've noticed here over the last, really for the first quarter of this year, how many more people are reaching out via just the call to our phone number because they want to have somebody that can kind of balance out the pros and cons. And that's exactly, I think, where Carol's at.
Sure sounds like it to me. And I think it's also wise of you to notice that sometimes it's good not to be over-informed or over-opinionated when you're planning for finances and retirement. You're like, you can come in with a lot of biases if that's the case. And sometimes knowing too much can be a detriment if you don't know how to wield that information. So don't feel like you're behind the eight ball too much, Carol. It sounds like you've done a great job. Reach out to Isaac again with more information by calling 804-777-9999. Or rightmoneytips.com. Over to Frank. Frank's got a quick question for you. They recently announced at work that our 401ks are now going to have a Roth option. Should I put my future savings in that instead of the traditional 401k?
You know, Frank, a lot of people are trending towards, I guess maybe realizing the fact that tax rates are likely going to go higher here in the not too distant future. People want to have tax diversification when it comes to their investments, whether it's retirement or otherwise, to where not everything is on the hook for Uncle Sam to start taxing you later in life. Again, if taxes are going higher, that may be a reason for you to start looking at this Roth option inside of your 401k. Now, based on your income now versus maybe what it would be projected to be in retirement, that's going to be a big factor of whether or not the 401k should be moved from, let's call it your traditional status, to a Roth or some combination. But what we can do there, Frank, if you're open to it, is basically having a plan, looking at your time horizon, looking at your tax rates and brackets, making some assumptions that we can help you with together and as a team, determine if you want to move into that direction as your Roth 401k option. So, again, feel free. I'm here to help. Isaac Wright, 804-777-9999 this morning. Leave me a message. Happy to talk to you come Monday, Tuesday, whatever's easiest for you.
Again, that number to call is 804-777-9999, 804-777-9999. You can also check out Isaac's video podcast online at rightmoneytips.com. Again, that's right with the W, moneytips.com, or subscribe or follow on your favorite apps. Just look for the Right Money Tips show, and you'll be able to find, follow along, and don't miss an episode. It's good stuff, good information, a little bit different from what we do here on the radio show, and lots of helpful info for you there. Plus, you get to see Isaac's smiling face and happy demeanor. And Isaac, we appreciate you always joining us here on the radio show. Also excited we get to see you every once in a while on the podcast as well.
Well, you know, everybody was like, you know, you always hear those sayings, you know, you have a face for radio. I wanted to put the system on trial and do the video version on the podcast so people can see me other than just a website photo.
So far, you haven't been canceled. So that's good. Maybe that means you don't have the face for radio. So
exactly.
It's a good thing. Isaac, thanks for the help. We appreciate it. Congrats again on becoming a certified financial planner as well and adding that to your tool set, if you will, as a financial advisor.
Absolutely, Walter. Well, everybody listening today, thank you again. Look forward to talking to you and give us a call if you need anything.
You've been listening to the Retire Right Show. Talk to you next week.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.